Cocaine is in the building.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, if your calendar says Tuesday and it's the NFL season and you hear that music, you know it's time for Top 5, Bottom 5. It's what we do at the conclusion of every week in the NFL. And we're doing it today because Monday Night Football last night saw Philly beat Kansas City at Arrowhead. What does that mean in our rankings? What could it mean in our rankings of the top teams in the NFL? That's why we do it. 5 all the way to number 1. All right, let's start with 5. All right, I wasn't that impressed with the way they played a tireless 60-minute football game on Sunday, but I was impressed with the way they responded. When you turn the ball over as much as they did, and you trailed for most of the game like they did, and you go, wait a minute, hold on, we're home, and we are who we are, we got to rally to win this, and they did. Detroit Lions, you are number 5 at 8-2. That Bears should have had this one. They were up by 12 points in the fourth quarter with about 4 minutes left to go after Carlos Santos hit that field goal. But then Jared Goff went, oh, wait, hold on. We are the Lions. We're not the old Lions. We're the new Lions. A touchdown pass, a touchdown run by David Montgomery, and then a safety to tap things off. The Lions 8-2, 4-1 at home, and we'll see them in 2 days when they take on the Green Bay Packers, Detroit number 5.
I like it. Number 5 for me. Despite losing this weekend, I still think that this team is a top 5 team.
Okay.
And that meant that a team that did win this weekend is not in my top 5. Because I had a really tough time with the 3, 4, 5 spots.
Yeah.
I feel they're very interchangeable at this moment.
I'm with you.
So at number 5 for me, I kept the Chiefs in the top 5. Despite losing yesterday and them still, you know, having glaring wide receiver issues. This is still one of the top teams in the AFC.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I have them at 4. So let's hang on this for a little bit. I had the Chiefs down at 4. They've got a wide receiver problem, and it's not because they dropped some passes. They dropped passes, but they do. They're not as explosive.
All wide receivers drop passes.
Yeah, all wide receivers will drop a pass or two, but they've had a problem with this pretty much all season long.
Actually, I'm going to take it a step further than that. They've had a problem since Tyreek Hill left.
Yeah, probably. You're right. Yep,
you know, because, I mean, who was it last year?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been an issue that they haven't really addressed. I mean, Travis Kelce's fantastic. He's phenomenal. But he's not a wide receiver, and he's not really a tight end. I don't even know what position you'd call Travis Kelce now.
Yeah. Yeah, here's the thing, and here's the other part of this, too. This is the third straight game they've been shut out in the second half.
Yeah.
Third straight that Patrick Mahomes couldn't get any points. Shut out in Germany against Miami, shut out last night, shut out in Germany, and then the Broncos held them to 0 points in the second half in their victory in Denver for the Broncos defense. So this is it's not the quarterback. It's the fact that the weapons around him are not as strong. I still like them, obviously, as a top five team. Their defense is great, really great. What they did last night to Jalen Hurts in the first half, 5 sacks, getting them on 3 and outs, that's the Eagles do a lot of 3 and outs. But at the end of the day, the receivers have got to catch back. So I kept them at 4.
Yeah, number 4 for me. This is where I had the Lions.
Lions, all right.
And
so
the only reason why, I mean,
around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on everything you said about them. I mean, that game was their trap game. And they came back to win it. They probably walked into that stadium thinking, Fields is coming back. Going to be easy pickings. And you know, they almost lost it, but you know, with 4 minutes left, they realized who they were and what kind of season they're having. It's like, no, we don't lose these games.
Right.
These are the games that we win. Went on to win it. I got to give them that little uptick. Plus, they won where the Chiefs lost. That's the only reason why the difference here.
Oh, very good. I like that. That makes a lot of sense. All right, number 3 for me. I went back and forth with this team and my team at 2, but I chose at 3 the Baltimore Ravens.
Same here.
The Baltimore Ravens. I love them. They run the ball better than any team in the NFL. Their defense is fantastic. Mike McDonald is a great coordinator. Lamar Jackson is having a great year. They lost Mark Andrews. We'll see down the road when the body of work is completed how much Mark Andrews and missing him is going to be a factor. Gus the Bus is fantastic running the football. And they are the top team in the AFC right now.
Yeah.
Right now, the AFC runs through Baltimore.
And I'm sticking with that because I Ravens were three for me as well. Yeah, they lost Mark Andrews, but they gained Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
I really feel like they did. Now, I know he hasn't been hurt. He's been on the roster and playing a lot this season. But I felt like this past Thursday, he really stepped up and was like, "Hey guys, you remember me? I'm that receiver. Look what I can do now." Because yeah. I think he's fully healthy. So, yeah, this is going to be their thing. And I don't know what it is about certain teams. Our Ravens defenses? They're just always going to be good, right?
They're just always good. Yeah, it's that part of that whole aura about them that even when the names change, the philosophy is somehow the same. They've gone through a number of coordinators in 20-plus years that they've had since winning the Super Bowl.
And why is it with those teams? Like, Steelers' defense is always that way. You know, the Niners are starting to become like that now. It's just like certain teams are just like, we're just known for our defense, guys. We may be terrible on the other side of the ball, but our defense will always be solid.
Yeah, they're only allowing 16 points per game. That's second best in the league.
Yep.
They've been great. And they score a lot of points, too. So, number three. But the reason I have them at three is because this team is now back, and that's San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's why I have it number two.
I have it number two as well.
And this is, you know, look, you took your lumps, and when Debo was out, you took your lumps, you did fine, you lost three in a row, it didn't hurt you. You got to fight with Seattle. Seattle's right there, and then Thursday night could be a fun game.
It's going to be a great game.
But the Niners are way different than they were when Debo was out, and Trent Williams was out, and they, you know, they had guys coming in and out of the roster. Brock Purdy is fantastic. We know that, but he's been labeled this system QB. I think you got to take that off now. That was a perfect game statistically. Hadn't happened since Joe Montana. I don't care who your coach is. I don't care what system you're running. If you pull that off, it's time to stop pretending that Brock Purdy, only with the Niners and only with Kyle Shanahan, can be effective in this league. He's that good.
Listen, the Niners needed the bye. And that's really all it was, is that, you know, during their bye week, did they stay quiet? Did they just go home and rest? No, they went and made moves.
Yep.
And the move that they made, I think the NFL
it's
may
still
need to
massively unfair.
They may need to investigate it.
Yeah.
That's all I can say is that, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. But at the same time, I'm excited to watch this team just roll stomp through the playoffs.
Because
it's going to happen. You know, if I'm the Eagles, I'm worried. Because
this is the
type of team that I don't think you can remain close with.
Now, Hufanga's out for the year with the torn ACL. He's a Pro Bowl safety. He's Pro Bowl level safety. That could be a problem. But
other than that,
I don't think it's that. I think they're still extremely solid.
Yeah, but you got to get the pass off. And that's what scares me is that defensive line. You know, like I said, I want to steal, you know, our cohort, Luke Morrow does a night show. Now I can't remember what it was. Gold Rush. I think that's a fantastic name for that defensive line.
Yeah.
Cause I really do think that they got something cooking here.
What they do is so good. They will do this too, which is in a lot of teams will do this, but they do this really effectively. Said if you're late in a game and you're facing like third and long, they'll blitz. They'll send everybody. So you have to throw it quick, and you're like confused and lost. And it usually leads to a turnover on the other side because you can get an easy interception on a quick throw that where the pressure is coming and he has to get it out of his hands.
And the receivers aren't really looking for the ball just yet.
Right, exactly. They needed time to get down to the sticks to get that first down on like fourth and 15 or something. And they will just send it. And they're really sharp. And again, Chase Young added to this unbelievable defensive front. Is remarkable. But number one, it's Philly. It's not pretty.
That's all I can say. It's not pretty.
Right now, it's Baltimore and Philadelphia, those two little I-95 cities bunched up together that are right now leading the conferences. And this was a win, again, at Arrowhead, second half, shut out the Chiefs, do your job, Devontae Smith catch that pass, brotherly shove your way into the end zone, and then...
Yeah.
You know, use some defensive pressure to force Mahomes to throw a pass interference and get lucky on a drop pass.
It's really, really impressive of how well this team just plays.
Second straight year at 9-1 for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
My good friend Frank Schwab always points this out, and I agree with him. I think records for quarterbacks is a weird stat. It's not really true. You know what I mean? Like, you could throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns and lose. You know, you can have nearly a perfect game and lose. There's so many elements as to why a team wins and loses. But since we stick with it, since we use it, give Hurts the credit. 9-1, second straight year that he's gone 9-1 to start after 10 games.
And at this point now, you're looking at this like, all right, who are they going to lose to? I know they can't finish 9-1, or not 9-1. What would it be, 15-1? 16-1.
Yeah, 16-1.
16-1.
I know, stupid 17th
still,
game, throwing
still
me
have
off
issues.
Still
having issues.
A few years of this, and I still haven't gotten it down.
But, yeah, 16-1, they can't finish 16-1, but at the same time, I don't even know how they lost to the Jets. I don't even know how they lost to the Jets.
That's it. Their one game was they lost to the Jets when they were a turnover mess.
Yeah.
And they barely lost to
the Jets.
And
they lost to a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, it's going to get interesting for the Eagles. They've got Buffalo, San Francisco, and Dallas, Seattle in the next four games. That's really difficult. That'd be really, really difficult. But then they got Giants, Arizona, and Giants to close it out. So if they do navigate through the next four really well, they've got three very winnable games to close out the season. Two games against a bad New York team.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we had some fun with the best teams in the NFL, but now what about the worst teams in the NFL? What do we do about them? Well, what we do is bottom five. These are the worst of the worst in the National Football League. So if your team is swimming in absolute trash, where do we place them? 28 all the way to 32. So I'm going to start with 28. Now, this is a team I normally would have way, way further back, like in the 30s, but I'm not. And the reason is because the quarterback's got a cool little story. Number 28 is the New York Giants. The New York Giants beat Washington 31-19. It snapped a three-game losing skid. And my man, Tommy DeVito, who lives with his mom and dad, gets his bed made and his laundry done by good old mom, as if he was in peewee football. He threw three touchdowns and looked like an NFL quarterback because Washington couldn't play good enough defense for him. Now, I'm sure the Giants will fall back next week. Maybe not. They're playing New England. All right, so who knows? But right now, Tommy DeVito and the Giants, you're the best of the bottom five. How do you like that?
Well, I mean, it's all right. You want to know why?
Why?
I didn't put the Giants in my bottom five.
Oh, wow.
How about them apples?
You gave Tommy DeVito and the Giants a pass for the bottom five. Well done.
And in fact, number 28 for me is the Commanders.
I almost did this.
Commanders. You want to know why it's the Commanders?
Because they lost to the Giants?
Because they lost to a guy whose mom does his laundry. And they don't have hot water.
That's right. No hot water.
No hot water. Post game.
You know what if Tommy DeVito said, living with my mom allows me to be a better quarterback because I have more time to study and work on my game rather than meals and bed making.
Yeah. Or if he went and said, you know, when somebody from one of the fans said, or one of the reporters in the press conference went, hey, I heard that the hot water's out in the shower. He goes, yeah, but not at Ma's house.
Yeah, not at Ma's house.
Mm.
What if he brought everybody over?
Yeah.
Like they did in Twister.
Exactly.
Where they all went to Meg's house for steak, eggs, and showers.
Third. No, I had to put the Commanders here. That was just, I mean, you know what? You lost to a guy who lives at home with his mother and father. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito.
I don't know if that makes him a real quarterback just yet.
All right, number 29 for me. I put the Tennessee Titans. Boy, that Will Levis train is off the rail quick. No, I don't care. He's a rookie. He's got some good things. He's got to work. He's got to work at it. Got to work at it. But here's the problem. The Titans can't win on the road. They are abysmal away from Nashville. It's not just that they're 0-5 against on the road this season. They couldn't win on the road last year. This is a really bad road team. And they had three straight. So what happens is when you can't win on the road and your rookie quarterback had four touchdowns against the Atlanta Falcons a few weeks ago, and then you go on the road against Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and Jacksonville, and he has one or maybe two touchdowns in those three games, yeah, that's going to make you kind of fall apart. This was a team that I wasn't expecting a lot of this year, but I thought to myself, you know what? There's going to be the elite teams, and then there's going to be the teams hovering around mediocrity that could have a shot at the playoffs. They're done. 10 weeks in, they're done. They're in last place by a mile. in the AFC South. Tennessee Titans, number 29.
Normally, I don't do this, right?
Right.
But I am switching up my 29 and my 30 real quick.
Okay.
Because I'm going to piggyback, because I had the Titans at 30, but I'm bumping them up to 29, and I'll tell the reason in a little bit. But I'm exactly with you. You know what? You're going to take your lumps now. Well, it's the Will Levis show. I don't expect great things out of Will Levis.
Right.
You know, but he will get to that point. The only thing I'm fearful of is the damage that might be done with Derrick Henry. As far as, you know, it just doesn't seem like the offense is, he's a key focal point of that offense
right,
anymore.
Right.
And is that going to cause disgruntledness? Is that going to cause, hey, we're parting ways at the end of the season, or just off-season junk that you don't really need?
Yeah, I think in the end that he knows it and Ryan Tannehill knows that their contracts are not getting renewed.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be free agents at the end of this season. I think the Titans are going in a completely and utterly different direction. And maybe at the beginning of the season, you know, maybe early in the season when they felt like they were playing not bad, you could make the case that things were getting a little better. And maybe with Will Levis, you could say, well, maybe we can build something with that, but they can't now. It's just not working. Not working at all. So it's very likely that they will save
themselves. Because we're doing this, I went from 30 with the Titans up to 29 because – my 2019 needs to go down to 30, and there's a specific reason why.
Okay, well, let you start off with the 30 then, since you made that switch. I'm curious as to your 30.
My 30?
Yeah.
The Chargers.
Chargers, okay.
Because it did dawn on me. It's like, oh, wait, the Titans beat the Chargers earlier this year. So I'm going to move. If I have, you know, the Giants out of the bottom five because they beat the Commanders, then I certainly have to have the Titans above the Chargers.
Oh.
And here's all I'm going to say about the Chargers, because generally this was my whole thing with the bottom five. We always seem to run out of time with the bottom five.
Right.
Right? Because we go a little long.
We have a lot of fun with it.
We like picking on these teams. So all I'm going to say about this is the Chargers. Fire Staley now.
Fire Staley now. Enjoy the euphoria that I'm feeling today. With the dismissal of Matt Canada. Same holiday cheer watching somebody leave their job.
That's a great Thanksgiving gift that the city of Pittsburgh gave you.
The
Rooneys gave you.
Yeah, the organization has given us the firing of Matt Canada midway through the season. Fire Staley now.
All right, number 30 for you.
Number 30 for me is the Jets. I think they bungled this completely, a completely absolute mess. Now, the reason they're not further back is because they still are holding on to some glimmer of a playoff. Like, it's barely light through the glass, but there is a little bit of it coming through. So they're not completely gone like the two teams I have behind them. But they bungled this completely. They absolutely bungled this. And again, I get it. Hindsight's 20/20. That's in our business. We always kind of look back and play Monday morning quarterback. But a lot of us were calling for this a while ago, the benching of Zach Wilson. Like, we weren't buying the whole, Zach Wilson's the leader that we need right now. No, this was too good of a football team to be led by a project you were trying to prove would work out. Now it's too late. Now it's too late. Sorry. So the Jets, because you bungled it, not because you're 4-6, and not because not only you're 4-6, but you lost, what, 3 straight? It's because you've bungled this whole quarterback situation badly.
It's how they've looked.
Yes.
That's the problem. Yeah. It's how they've looked. It's not the fact that you lost. It's how you lost. How you looked losing.
All right, go.
You want me to go 31?
Yeah, go 31.
31, I didn't really want to put either of these two teams in the bottom five.
Right.
But I felt like it was necessary, you know, and it just... I did Panthers /Patriots as 31.
I've got the Patriots at 31.
You know, and it was like I didn't want to put either one because the Patriots, you didn't do anything last week to deserve it.
You're on bye.
But you know what? All I can think about is this: as we're heading into NFL, this is week 12.
Yep.
We're coming back in Monday. We're going to be talking Patriots football for some terrible reason. I just have this feeling that we're going to be talking about This is Bill Belichick's swan song season. This is that. You know, Mac Jones is terrible. Oh, they're not even going Mac. Are they even going Mac Jones? They're not even going Mac Jones anymore, right?
They're going to announce Sunday who the quarterback's going to be.
Of course, because it's a Belichick thing to announce
it. Ridiculous things he does.
And then, you know, Panthers, I mean, I'm just tired of it. I should just permanently remove you from the bottom five.
Well, I had the Panthers at 32 before you get to your 32. I had them at 32 because I used to be like, well, the Panthers, what do you expect? What do you expect? This is a really, really bad football team. And Frank Reich should have had them a little bit better. Rookie quarterback or no rookie quarterback. They don't do anything good. And now I'm like, you know what? If I was Dave Tepper, I'd say, like, look, I get it. You had a rookie quarterback and you're growing on the job, but you're not a rookie head coach. You've been a head coach before. I didn't bring you here to work with a rookie quarterback and not ignore everything else. Bryce Young's not responsible for them giving up 28 points a game. Like, they do nothing right. And I think Frank Reich is the main reason. It's not rookie quarterbacks will play bad. They've always played bad, except for C.J. Stroud, which is pretty much the outlier. Most rookie quarterbacks stink their first couple years. So what?
Hall of Famer, Peyton Manning.
We've seen this story a million times. That's not what you expect. But my God, there's no fight. They have no chance. They're getting killed out there. So I put him at 32, but your 32 is?
My number 32, I'm going to just tell you a quick little thing. Growing up, right, my cousin and I, we were best friends, right, growing up. He's a year younger than me. We used to play video games all the time, as much as we possibly could, just sitting there, the classic Nintendo, where you only had two buttons and a control panel. You know, it's like, that's all we did. He used to get so frustrated when we were playing games, Tony, that he would just hit the reset button mid-game.
Right.
If we were playing a sports game. That's what the Jets just did.
Yeah.
They've been frustrated with their season, so what they do? They hit the reset button hoping that no one would notice.
Yeah. And we noticed. We did notice. Yeah, you're good. Good way to drop them down even further. The Jets. Terrible. Terrible bundling of this situation.
Yeah.
Came way too late in the season. We'll continue. It's Wake Up Call.